We've just found out the Met Office are saying that this summer is likely to be the hottest summer on record. We've obviously still got a couple more weeks to go, but unless temperatures get really low, and they don't look like they will, then it is going to be the hottest summer on record. And today, more than likely, the hottest day of that summer. We did have that very hot spell. I mean, this is the fifth hot spell, but you might remember back in the end of June, we had a very hot and humid spell of weather, and temperatures then reached 38 Celsius. We're likely to see 38 again today, possibly a little bit higher. And if we get above 38.5, that would make it the hottest August day on record. Yesterday, Wales had their hottest August day with 35.3, but we need to get to the 38.5 for the UK record to be broken. And it could well happen. It's certainly very hot at the moment. Temperatures already getting to around 37 degrees. Not everywhere seeing as high. If we take a look at the warnings, you can see that those areas showing up under the amber warning are those where we're most likely to see 37 or 38 degrees today. You might also notice Northern Ireland, a little bit of a yellow colour there. That's because they could see some thunderstorms coming in. Temperatures across Scotland and Northern Ireland into the high 20s, low 30s. Hot enough and could trigger a few thundery downpours because we have a cold front coming in. And that's bringing a change. The bigger picture over the next few days is that temperatures will be steadily dropping. It's still, though, very warm. So, for example, we're looking at 38 today, getting to 34 on Friday. Through the weekend, 27, 28 degrees. And by the time we get to Monday, we could be just 26 degrees, which actually would be a little bit more pleasant, I have to say. So temperatures are going to ease off a little bit, but still remain above average as we head into next week. There is going to be a low pressure developing. It should bring some rain, unfortunately not to the places that need it. It's mostly going to be wet to the north and the west. Very little measurable rain getting towards the southeast. The southeast has had over 40 days. Well, much of England and Wales has had over 40 days without much rain. Wisley in Surrey, 56 days, maybe 57 now without any rain. So it's been this really, really hot, dry spell and the dry weather continuing. There's no sign of much significant rainfall coming if we look at the immediate forecast and the longer range one at the moment. So that's looking at the rest of summer into September and October. It really looks as though it takes until October before we see a return to wetter, cooler conditions. September and the rest of August still looking fairly dry and settled.